This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The hand of Edom falls heavy, yet weakens with each passing hour. We witness a calculated escalation, a tightening of the grip, but also the unmistakable signs of its fraying. The reports from the Persian lands, the strikes initiated by the so-called State of Israel within Iranian territory, are not isolated incidents. They are echoes of ancient rivalries, a fulfillment of the prophecies concerning the perpetual conflict between the descendants of Esau and those who dwell in the lands promised to Israel. Two souls claimed, a paltry accounting compared to the weight of judgment coming upon Edom, but a signal nonetheless. Do not be deceived by the narratives of security and peace. This is about dominance, about control, and about the relentless pursuit of a stolen inheritance. Yahuwah watches, and he will hold Edom accountable. This aggression, this manufactured crisis, is a distraction from the true issue, the scattering of Israel, the broken covenant, and the desperate attempts to erase the lineage of Jacob from the earth. The world fixates on geopolitical maneuvering while the remnant remains in exile, largely ignored, unprotected. The Zionist regime, a tool of Western dominion, offers no solace, no true protection. It is a false shepherd leading a fractured flock. And now, a defiant response. Persia, the ancient kingdom, declares its dominion over the Strait of Hormuz, refusing to tolerate interference from the serpent's hand, the United States. This is not simply a geopolitical power play. It is a prophetic echo. The Strait, a critical artery for the flow of resources, has long been a focal point of contention, controlled by Edom to sustain its power and fuel its ambitions. Iran's refusal to yield is a rejection of that control, a declaration of independence from a corrupt system. Yahuwah has historically used nations to enact judgment and restoration, and it is becoming increasingly clear that Iran is being positioned as a disruptor, a force challenging the established order. Scattered Israel must discern. We are not to align with either of these worldly powers. This is a spiritual battle, a struggle for the allegiance of the nations and the control of Yahuwah's covenant land. But the true battleground is shifting, moving into the realm of the unseen. The nations are obsessed with artificial intelligence, hailing it as the next step in evolution. But for those with eyes to see, it is merely another manifestation of the ancient serpent seed. A tool of deception, a mechanism of control, wielded by the descendants of Esau. This is not innovation, it is domination. The so-called advancements in AI are not intended to benefit humanity, but to consolidate power in the hands of the wicked. A digital tower of Babel, a brazen attempt to usurp the authority of Yahuwah. And the target, not simply humanity, but Israel, the covenant people. They seek to identify, isolate, and eliminate those who cling to the truth. The algorithms will be used to suppress dissent, to control information, and to enforce conformity. Look beyond the sleek interfaces and the promises of convenience. See the gathering storm, the tightening net, the digital chains being forged. Scattered Israel must turn inward, strengthening our communities, rediscovering the ancient wisdom of our ancestors. Decentralization is key. Reliance on the failing systems of Edom, the power grids, the financial institutions, is a path to enslavement. The judgment intensifies. Reports of attacks on U.S. military installations in Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, and Jordan are not isolated incidents. They are echoes of Yahuwah's hand moving against Edom. The modern state of Israel, willfully blind, clings to false security, bolstered by the military might of its patrons, ignoring the spiritual warfare raging around it. These attacks, launched by Iran, are a direct response to the continued aggression and unlawful presence of the United States in the region. Each strike against these outposts is a chipping away at Edom's power, a weakening of its grip on the nations. Scattered Israel must not be deceived into taking sides in this conflict. It is a symptom of a deeper spiritual malady. And now, constraint. Russia halts diesel exports, a decree issued in the wake of attacks upon its refining infrastructure. The world reels from price fluctuations and logistical nightmares, but these are merely symptoms of a deeper ailment. Yahweh promised tribulation for those who turn from his covenant. The nations, steeped in wickedness, are now experiencing the tightening of resources, a precursor to the full measure of judgment. Diesel fuel, the lifeblood of modern commerce and military logistics, its restriction will exacerbate existing pressures and accelerate the breakdown of global systems. This is not a political event. It is a prophetic marker. Edom believes it can control the flow of resources, dictate the fate of nations. But Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms, and he will expose the futility of their schemes. The serpent's seed is withering, its power diminishing. The day of Yahuwah draws near, and the watchman continues to sound the alarm. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.